This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Dr. Lisa Soto. She is the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for having me today.
You guys have so much going on over there, and now here's a whole new event. So tell us about Lagoon Fest.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, we're asking people to liven up the lagoon and come down to the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House on February 1st, the Saturday afternoon from 2 to 7. Where we've got a lineup of some great local artists and bands that are going to be playing. We've got political speakers and different presenters that are going to be talking about the lagoon and how we can work together as a community to liven it back up again. The lagoon's gone through a rough time, and we need to work together to try to save it.
So how do we get tickets?
Tickets will be available at the door. They're only $10 donation to benefit the Indian River Lagoon and the Marine Resources Council. The event starts at 2 o'clock. The doors will open at 1, and tickets will be available at the gates. We'll have gorgeous t-shirts available. Local artist Vernon Mattioli has done a painting. It's fantastic. We'll have posters. We're going to have food trucks there. We'll have to send a big shout-out to our producer sponsor, Jotkoff Financial Group, for producing the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a family event, so bring the kids out. Hopefully, it'll be a gorgeous day, and we'll just have a really good time and liven up the lagoon.
And all the proceeds go to the Marine Resources Council?
That's right. Marine Resources Council is a 501c3 charitable organization, and everything that we get in donations and sponsorships goes directly into programs that benefit restoration and education and advocacy for the lagoon. Been doing a lot of advocacy lately with the session and trying to get good policies in place that'll reduce the amount of pollution going into the lagoon. So there's a lot to be done. We've got the momentum, and we just need the community to come out and help us out.
Some of the programs that you guys offer are anywhere from mangrove propagation to right whale sightings. Tell us about some of the outreach efforts that you do.
We've had a Lagoon Watch water quality monitoring program in place for 22 years. We've got an extensive data set. I think we have over 500,000 data that I've been working with since I started doing data analysis and spatial analysis. It's just a tremendous body of evidence to help make decisions about what's gone on with the lagoon. Dissolved oxygen, salinity, temperature, pH, all of these water clarity are very important indicators of the health of the lagoon. And that's been, all of those data have been collected by community members, by people, volunteers, a tremendous effort from this community through this volunteer water quality monitoring program. We're also doing a lot of additional education activities now, meeting with policymakers, and we also have our restoration and mangrove planting events every Friday and Saturday morning. We've got a lot going on. There's a lot to do, and there's plenty of opportunities for people to get involved.
And the first one will be to go to Lagoon Fest 2014. It's on February 1st, starts at 2 o'clock, and you said the gates open at 1, and you can get your tickets right at the gate, just $10 donation.
That's right. Lagoon Fest 2014 at the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House, 3275 Dixie Highway, northeast in Palm Bay. That's about a mile and a half south of U.S. Highway 192 on Highway U.S. 1.
And there's going to be live music and food trucks and just all kinds of cool things.
That's right. We've got Solar Eclipse is going to be playing, Raya Nanda and the Wandering Sadhus, Mark DeMau and the Four Given, Richard Carl and Friends, Genie by the Sea, and others. And we've got some great food trucks, so it should be entertaining, fun, and informative.
Once again, this is Lagoon Fest 2014 on February 1st. And if you want more information, you can go on the web to mrcirl.org. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. See you there.